You are listening to Swimming World Radio, produced in conjunction with the World Championship Sports Network, who is broadcasting video of the 2007 World Championships through their website at WCSN.com. I'm your host, Brent Rutemeller, broadcasting from Melbourne, Australia. Let's listen to the interviews.
Earlier, we talked with Ryan Cochran's coach out of Canada about how the 800 freestyle was going to unfold this evening. Now we have the opportunity to talk with Coach Dave Salo, who's coaching Ose Mululi tonight in the 800. We pulled up the lineup here. Thanks for joining us, Dave.
Thanks a lot.
We pulled up the lineup to go over how a coach looks at the lineup, looks at the splits, and kind of lays out the race tonight. And if you're talking to an athlete, you know, how would you kind of be relating to this evening?
Well, Brent, what I usually do as a coach is I kind of look at the seating across the lanes and see where I think the race is going to go, so that I make my athlete aware of where the race is going to go from lane to lane to lane. Generally speaking, I think in this particular race, the outside lanes, lanes 1 and 8, I don't think are going to really be a factor. Sergio Fisenko is pretty good in lane 1. But he kind of goes out and gets after it and just kind of muddles through the race. Sebastian's a little off, so he's going out pretty fast, pretty hard, but he fades off, and you've seen that in the last couple of races. So you also have to look at how they've done in the meet in the 400 that started the first day, and then how it shapes up with my athlete according to what lane he's in. Ose is going to be in lane 3 as a third seed. Right next to him in lane 2 is Grant Hackett. Hackett's the guy. You always got to go to Hackett because he's got a lot of pressure on him. It's in front of the home crowd. He's not swimming that well, so he's probably going to go out and get after it really aggressively the first half and just try to hold people off. That's the way he usually swims. So you got to let Ose know that, okay, Grant's going out. He's going to go out pretty hard. If you want to race this thing to win the thing, you're probably going to have to keep an eye on Grant. And then I go from lane to lane looking at terms of how the others match up. Craig Stevens is the top seed in lane number 4 from Australia. He's a kid that really kind of muddles through the first half of the race, then he brings it on home. So you got to tell Ose, okay, Craig's going to come back the second half. He's going to be a strong kicker the last 100 meters, last 150 meters. Ose happens to be right next to him on that side, so that's a good thing to see. The Italian in lane number 5, Federico Cobertaldo, he seems like be kind of a scrappy swimmer. He's like a Fisenko, gets out and just kind of gets through the race. He's got a really high turnover rate. I think that he doesn't really have a lot of back end speed. So if he shapes up, Stevens has a good back end half. Cobertaldo from Italy, he's just kind of a scrapper. He just gets out and just goes as hard as he can. Same thing with Fisenko in lane number 1. Cochran, I think he put it all he had into it yesterday, and he dropped 4 or 5 seconds on his lifetime best. He's the Canadian hope, but I think he left his best race yesterday. That's what he needed to do to get in the top 8. I think it's going to be Hackett trying to get out after it and save some pride for the hometown crowd. Ose is a swimmer. He's just a very fluid, even-keeled swimmer. I think he's got a lot of upside in getting out faster and just holding on. I think he's got to be aggressive on his turns. And then he's just got to know how the rest of the heat shapes up. Look for Stevens to come back the second half. Look for Grant Hackett to go out hard the first half, try to hold everybody off. He's got a good kick at the end like he demonstrated the other day. Cochran, I don't think he has much in the tank left. I think he's going to be excited to be the top 8 at the World Championships. And then the other guys, I just don't think they shape up much.
Well, Dave, I always do this. Dave, you...
Spit it out.
I know. But I do. I have these herky-jerky moments in the front.
That's okay.
Dave, you laid out the field. Now let's talk specifically whose strategy is going to be working after the 400. If what's happening at the 400, who's in the driver's seat? Give me another scenario of something's happening after the 400. Who's going to be in that driver's seat?
Well, I think you first look at the top seed, Craig Stevens, and I think, in my opinion, if he's patient, he's not overwhelmed by being the top seed, then I think he's just going to play out his race, and that's to come back the second half better than the first half.
And where would he might have to be after the 400?
Oh, if he wants to win the race, I think he needs to be within, you know, a couple strokes of whoever's in the lead. I'd expect Hackett to go out, try to hold, go out hard the first 200.
And if Hackett's setting the pace, is he hoping that people are going to spend too much on that first 400 by him setting the pace, and then he can hang on and take it?
I think he's expecting that his presence in any heat is going to have everybody effectively changing the way they swim. If he goes out hard and fast like he always does in the 1500, and then he settles into his pace and everybody has to try to catch him, he's going to have to be significantly ahead of the field in the first 200. My goal with my guy is they don't let him get ahead of you. Stay with him. You got a nice fluid stroke. Don't let him get too far ahead. So I would expect Stevens to be very patient. If he's patient, he'll come on strong. The Italian, the Canadian kid, I think those kids are just going to go out the way they usually do, and I don't think they have a lot of back end speed. So I think the race between Stevens, Maluli, and Hackett, to be honest with you.
Well, with the field being only separated by close to 2 seconds, it should be an exciting race. Appreciate your analysis of this, Coach, and good luck tonight. Let's see what happens.
Thanks. I appreciate it.